InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
My dad knew organ harvesters in Dallas, and he said, don't sign your organ donor card. They've got corrupt hospitals where if you're totally viable, but I didn't sign the organ donor card. And then my dad owned a hospital, too, in Dallas. Then when I was a decade later at my grandparents' house before my grandpa died, watching 60 Minutes, and it was Dallas, Texas, and Chicago caught killing people that were viable to take their organs tonight, the 60 Minutes expose. And it was the freaking hospital my dad told about this. My dad never got fully into it. He decided to get out of it. And he decided to get out of it. He decided.
You're legitimately freaking me the f*** out.
Nationwide, hospitals have been caught killing people for their organs, because I happen to know there are hospitals where they kill people and take your organs. Some of the most wicked bandits out there, folks, are in the medical care.
In just a few minutes, you can go use any major search engine and search the terms hospital caught stealing organs, or hospital caught stealing liver or kidneys, or hospital caught stealing corneas. Where I live, Austin, Texas, they've been caught repeatedly at city-run hospitals stealing people's corneas. They do not ask. They do not care if you are an organ donor or not. They're already stealing them.
We'd tell people 16, 17 years ago this was going on, and they said, there's no way, you're crazy. Just like when my dad, who's a physician, told me when I went to get my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he goes, the word is from surgeons I know at some hospitals, they won't save you because they can get a couple hundred thousand dollars. That was back in, you know, the early 90s.
I remember growing up in Dallas, and my dad worked in the medical field. Not just as a dentist and oral surgeon, but he at one time owned a hospital in Mesquite, Texas, with one other partner. She's pretty successful. And he told me that he was told that other hospitals were killing people and harvesting their organs. So I shouldn't sign my organ donor card.
A shocking case out of Richmond. A man was declared brain dead and was prepared to donate his organs, though hard to believe he was in fact alive.
36-year-old TJ Hoover had his life changed forever. On October 25th, 2021, he was admitted to Baptist Health Richmond's emergency room. He was experiencing cardiac arrest and was deemed code blue.
We were told TJ had no reflexes, no responses, no brain waves, no brain activity. His eyes started open, and not just opening, he was tracking around looking to see, you know, what was going on. And we were told that was just reflexes, just a normal instinct. He's not there.
But that wasn't the case. In fact, he wasn't dead. He was very much alive.
I feel like they were trying to choose my brother. They were going to sacrifice my brother's life to save how many every other people.
That's when she received a horrifying phone call.
He was then thrashing around, crying, trying to pull his tube out. He was pushing everybody's hands away that were trying to prep and drape him for surgery. And it's kind of crazy, but the doctors decided we're absolutely not going to do this case. The CODA coordinator that was on site that day actually called CODA's admin for some guidance and was told, you will find another surgeon or you'll lose your job because we're going to complete this case.
She said nobody, not even TJ himself, could believe what was happening.
TJ has a lot of short-term memory problems, but TJ knows what happened. TJ says, why me? Why did they want my organs? When TJ woke up, why was he then sedated and paralyzed instead of taken back to the ICU immediately to have a repeat neuro exam? Why was TJ's life not honored and he treated like a patient?
The more that comes out, it's still shocking for me, and I'm living it. You know, so it's everyone else's story, it's our reality. And it's shocking to hear some of what he went through.
Well, there you go. See, too evil to believe. Cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, and take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at theyellowshowstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones with us, legendary broadcaster, friend of the show. I've been lucky enough to speak to him about a lot of the crazy that has gone on the past 10 years. And, you know, we'll just come right out with it. We want to get your read on what is going on because, you know, from the outside, the Trump administration campaigns on exposing this cover-up, blowing the lid off this cover-up. And then they get in office, and now it seems like they're part of this cover-up. So what, in your estimation, has happened?
Well, all I can do is observe from the outside. I have a lot of sources and some inside baseball on what's happening. But the fact I know is this. 15 days ago, they leaked to Axios, the Justice Department, this Epstein didn't get murdered, and there wasn't human trafficking, and there wasn't any blackmail, and case closed. And that flies in the face of the court cases, the evidence, the intelligence connections, everything we know. And then I came out on that Monday, 14 days ago, and I said, this isn't Pam Bondi. And I'm not defending her. I agree. She's in over her head, like you said. She should go back to policing jet skis in Florida. But then he comes out the next day and says on True Social, no, we need the FBI to move on. I told him to do this. And the next day in a press conference, he chews out the reporter when they're talking about all these issues, saying, how dare you desecrate the graves of dead kids in Texas with the floods? Shut up. And it's uncharacteristic for Trump. He looks scared. He looks concerned. And then all the other True Social posts about, if you ask questions, you're with the Democrats, and this is all a Democrat made up hoax, and you're just idiots. When all his surrogates had promised they'd bring this out, he talked about bringing it out. So this is Harry Carey. This is seppuku. For those that don't know, in Japanese, that means suicide. And I had the head of Rasmussen Polling on, the best polling agency, the most accurate on record today. He said Trump has lost 14 points with independents, 5 points with his main base. Like Steve Bannon said a week ago, that'll lose him before Rasmussen reported it. His dead reckoning was right. 40 seats probably in the midterms in a year and a half. This is Trump self-harming. And from all my research, you know, he knew Epstein, there were socialites, all that, but they would have already used this, the deep state. They had something. The Jane Does they brought out turned out weren't even real people. You know, they'd said that Melania was a hooker that Epstein introduced to her at a modeling agency. We looked into that. It was Trump's modeling agency. That wasn't true. So they're kind of regurgitating all that on one hand. So why did Trump act so panicked deer in the headlights and you know, come out and say, there is no list. Okay, there is a list, but you're still an idiot if you look at it. To, okay, we'll have Pam Bondi release the grand jury transcripts from Ghislaine Maxwell that Comey's daughter ran the cover-up on, and the Epstein case 6 years ago where he died in jail. So you couldn't do a bigger Streisand effect. You couldn't come out and say, I'm more guilty than what he did. And my loyalty to the truth, I'm actually right. Autistic about it. You know, I can't, even if I want Trump to succeed and right. Democrats are my sworn enemy trying to put me in prison, I'm just like having to report this, that this is beyond insane.
Yeah.
And it's like Trump blowing his feet off with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Well, we know that this was not only a blackmail operation, but it was also a money laundering operation. And we know that Jeffrey Epstein was working for billionaires like Les Wexner and many others. And we know that there's been a lot of talk about the connections that Epstein had to intelligence and moving money around the world, making sums of money disappear. Is it a complete coincidence that a lot of this seemed to happen around the time that Benjamin Netanyahu paid a visit to the White House?
Well, as usual, Tim Dillon, you're very informed, not just a comedian, and you've nailed it. I don't want to attack Israel. I'm not a big Israel hater, but Netanyahu is, in my view, the villain of the last 25 years in Israel, in and out of power. It definitely is the cliche of Israel trying to manipulate the United States internal politics and foreign policy, particularly in the Middle East. So definitely Netanyahu's heavily involved. And Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of, you know, human trafficking, though the new memos, and Trump says there is none of that. Well, then how is she convicted? Her dad, Robert Maxwell, was on record Mossad, buried Mount of Olives with military honors and MI6 and Russian intelligence, reportedly. Fell off his yacht when all this came out. And just like when he died decades ago, all of a sudden billions of dollars was sucked out of his bank accounts. And so from my evidence and research, it's pretty conclusive. Epstein was a junior to Ghislaine, who took over the family MI6, CIA, Mossad business, because that level, they're all interconnecting. And it was more than just trafficking underage girls. That was kind of like a side hors d'oeuvre or a little rider. The larger issue was money laundering. And then now the Democrats have honed in on this. I said months ago and weeks ago that, you know, Trump needs to not just call for the grand jury stuff to be released or the stuff from her trial or the trial that ever happened, because Epstein died in custody there in New York in that detention center. We should demand the billions. It was $1.1 billion right after he died, but it was actually over $1 billion when he was in custody 5.5 years ago in New York that was sucked out of his business account. And so we know that's at the Treasury Department. So now Senator Wyden and others, as I predicted a month ago and 2 weeks ago, before this broke, I said Trump should release it because I can see that's where it's going. Where did the billions of dollars go right before and right after he died? And so I agree with you, very astute. I was going to make that point. This isn't even so much about human trafficking as it is about the money laundering that was going on. And then you've got Bill Barr, whose dad, Donald Barr, ran the school that Epstein at 20 got hired with no credentials to be the top math teacher. And then Barr was OSS CIA, his dad, Donald Barr. Then Barr was CIA, kind of the head of Iran-Contra operations at the White House. And then his dad, Donald Barr, writes a book about space relations, about aliens on a planet that kidnap human girls to rape them. And then they train humans to enjoy it and join them in the raping of children. This is beyond crazy. And he hires Epstein to do all this. And so... Yeah, Trump had beauty pageants, and Trump had casinos, and Trump had golf courses, and Trump, you know, was involved in sporting events. And so I thought, well, if they ever had anything on Trump, they would have brought it out as they tried with a bunch of nothing burgers in 2016 and 2020. But now that he acted like this, I think the jury's out. But where the jury is not out is on the majority of people on the plane, on the flight logs, are Democrats, are big power brokers like Bill Gates, and we know some people in the Trump administration have been heavily implicated. I'm not going to name names. And so, but you nailed it when you brought up Netanyahu. So let me, if you've got time here.
We have all the time in the world. I just want to add, when Bondi said we have 10,000 hours of video, she said we have 10,000 hours of video. I had dinner last week with the vice president. He told me that was commercial pornography. They do not have videos of any powerful person in a compromising position. That's the party line that they're going with. If that's the case, why would Pam Bondi call it evidence? Why would she say it's evidence? She's not an idiot. She's the attorney general. Why would she say she has files on her desk if none of these implicated anybody? It just feels like they're covering something for sure, 100%. And I feel like they're telling a story, and the story doesn't make any sense.
Perfectly said. So, again, there's so much data I have, it would take 100 hours, but we'll go as long as you need. Here's what I'm trying to say, Bill. There are two main tracks here. Okay, incompetence by Bondi and Patel and Bongino, or a mix of that, or pure cover-up. But undoubtedly, there's a cover-up. So here's what we know from the timeline. And I'm not trying to gonzo journalism, write myself into the story. I just do this 7 days a week. So I broke most of the different developments that happened in the last 6 months. So here's what we know, and you give me your conclusion. Trump surrogates say they're going to release it. They get in. In marks, they're given this old Epstein information at that press conference with the stupid binders. And a day and a half before that happens, I have O'Boyle, who is the main, you know, one of the top FBI whistleblowers, exposed so much. And he says, my New York sources say they've got massive Epstein videos and files that the Democrats are suppressing and not giving to Trump. And Bondi's been set up. We're meeting with her tonight, my sources are, and she's going to expose the fact that she's been set up. The next day, she comes out, and on the cover sheet of the binder says, this is phase one. I learned there's a lot more in New York with Comey's daughter and Comey running it, which we know control the file the whole time. If they don't give it to us in 24 hours, we're going to go grab it. 24 hours goes by. They go grab it. The head of the FBI in New York resigns. The guy that said, dig in, don't do it. And then they're given these files. But that's the setup. Obviously, if the Democrats, before Trump and after Trump and now, controlled the file, and James Comey and Maureen Comey controlled it, are they going to leave stuff in that's incriminating? No, it's logical to say they're going to probably drop a dime on themselves. Not that my whistleblower was bad. They're going to drop a dime. Oh, we've really got the real file. So Trump's like, yeah, go get it. Grab it. Get them. They get the file. And then I talked to FBI sources, multiple ones, Carl Seraph and others, showed me the text messages. This is in late March, days after. That indeed, the way the FBI works, the top of the FBI does do investigations. They get the truckloads out of New York. They send it all over the country to field offices and say, do what you want. Then the FBI, we confirm this, looks at it. It's got all this stuff about Trump in it, whether it's true or not. Bondi and them come back and say to Trump, it's got all this about you. Then you see the deer in the headlights interview 2 months ago with Bongino and Kash Patel on Fox, where they look like they're hostages. They're like, no, you can trust us. He killed himself, and Epstein acted alone and didn't do anything, and case closed. And I said this before Trump said it a week and a half ago. I said, Trump has learned, or this is a big possibility, they've spiked it with poison pills. They're not just going to take out bad stuff about them. They're going to add all the innuendo, all the Jane Does, all the stuff recycled in. Then Trump comes out through social last Saturday, 8-9 days ago, Saturday before last, and says, hey, they control the file. Not saying Epstein doesn't exist or wasn't bad. That's how the media spun it. He says they put a bunch of bull in there, which I was even able to predict. So that's one track of what it is and why he acted so scared and hysterical. The other track is he was a big playboy. He was hanging out with Epstein. He was running beauty pageants. Maybe he did some stuff he wasn't supposed to.
Sure.
He had some deep, and now they're bringing it out. So now the jury's out on Trump. Now he's got to be suspect. But the same people that run Crossfire Hurricane, the fake Russiagate, Obama, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, that did all this, who are known fake frauds, who are known to be all over the Epstein file, who are known controlling it on the U.S. side, anything they tell me suspect, so I don't believe it right away. Then you bring up Netanyahu, and that's the key. So anytime Mossad is going to operate like this on domestic soil, they're going to need a CIA agreement and pass. This right. goes on for decades. And then you've got Maxwell's dad that was MI6 Mossad on record and KGB, triple agent, highest level. The real agents are triple level or quadruple level. So you have Trump, yeah, grab it, do it. He gets it. Oh, my God, I've been set up. Then he's mad at Netanyahu. And from behind the scenes sources, we're not attacking Iran months ago. Netanyahu shows up. Suddenly Trump 180s. Starts doing whatever Netanyahu wants, and we know who has the full file of all the hidden cameras and all the stuff at Little Island in the Caribbean at his facility in Zorro Ranch in Mexico, in New York. And it's, and we had Ehud Barak there photographed dozens of times, you know, in 30-something meetings there in New York. As all of a sudden you get a 180, as soon as Netanyahu shows up, now Trump learns what's in the FBI file. Right after that, then Netanyahu comes and tells him, and I don't believe from my sources, and this is high-level FBI, that it is Trump, but it's people in his administration, including a top financial advisor that's heavily involved. Trump wants to get his agenda through of jobs, $15 trillion investment coming in, $3 trillion already here. He wants to stop World War III. I'm not defending this. I'm saying the thinking, I've been told.
Yeah.
And so he goes, oh, my God, this is a giant new Russiagate setup. He comes out and says to my list, to his supporters.
Would I be crazy when you say a top financial advisor? Are we talking about Epstein's neighbor?
We are.
Okay, interesting, and that makes sense. So
which shows how informed you are, and I'm not trying to be a mean person.
Yeah.
Because he may even be innocent, but you're talking about Lutnick.
That's right, Howard Lutnick. Don't sue me! Kidding.
Well, it's just, it's beyond suing. This is like...
Yeah.
The intel agencies think
they're
going to
find me in the pool!
Stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Now...
No, well, let's just say, you brought it out, you're smart and figured it out, nobody else was. I'm sure it's true.
Yeah.
They're blackmailing him with Lutnick. I've confirmed that from the FBI. And it's not that Lutnick did anything wrong, but yeah. And yeah.
Here's my question. We have Ghislaine Maxwell sitting in a jail, I believe in Tallahassee in Florida. We have Alex Acosta, who supposedly there was an unsourced or privately sourced, unnamed sourced person that Vicky Ward quoted saying Alex Acosta said, I was told to stand down. Epstein belonged to intelligence. That is why he was not prosecuted.
Yeah, that was the federal prosecutor.
Right, to the fullest extent of the law. Why do we not, and by we I mean the Trump administration, the American people, demand that Maxwell testifies in front of Congress and that Alexander Acosta testifies in front of Congress about whatever this operation was? I think me and you have a good idea about what it was. But it's a vile operation. It destroyed the lives of children. No civilized society can exist ignoring things like this. And it also opens up many questions about a financial system that we barely understand that involves oligarchs, criminals, human traffickers, drug smugglers, and our own political class, by the way. This is why Nancy Pelosi has been so quiet about this. Let's be very honest, because she has no problem with, obviously making lots and lots of money and lots of our politicians. I mean, Barack Obama, you know, these $30 million homes in Martha's Vineyard or whatever they are. Why don't we demand that they testify, Alex?
Well, and, you know, Tim, I don't do this with regular people interviewing me. I'm not kissing your ass. I was about to go, before you said Ghislaine Maxwell testify, I was about to go to this. So
yeah.
That's where I was going next.
Yeah.
You know, here's the issue with that. She's in prison for human trafficking, and you've got these lawyers connected to Epstein saying months ago, Alan Dershowitz, Trump better pardon her. And even before Elon came out and said, hey, Trump's in the list, you're never going to see it, which then has a lot more credibility now because of this. It doesn't mean Trump did anything wrong, but he's implicated. He's embarrassed by it. The issue with Ghislaine Maxwell is she's in prison for decades. So you can't trust somebody to testify who has already not implicated other people, but now that she's convicted in prison, maybe she'll say that I was involved. I'm being sarcastic, but
right.
my point is that pressure mounts for Ghislaine Maxwell to be released to testify before Congress. I am of the thought that full disclosure is the way to go.
Yeah.
From all my research and sources, Trump wasn't actually involved in any of this, and they're going to be able to continue to blackmail if they don't. So I think justice be done by the heavens fall. But the thinking is, if they implicate all these big tech titans, like Bill Gates, that was heavily involved in all this, and his wife left him over it and said he should have to answer those questions. I'm not saying what he did. if all these Silicon Valley people come out and things, Trump's being told this will crash the stock market, this will bring down America, this is a setup. And I'm not defending that decision, but I can logically, from a sick position, get it. I agree with you. I think the world will think we're back in business if we actually exercise all this, these demons, because this stuff's going on all the place as well. The EU has been caught in giant pedophile rings of government.
This is driving people insane, and I think it's justifiably so that people at the highest levels can get away with stuff like this and that it can be covered up forever. And I think a lot of people...
It's the two-tier justice system.
Right.
It's emblematic of everything.
Yeah, it's emblematic of everything. What I told Vance, I said, if you don't disclose everything, you're done. Nobody will support you guys. You are fully and completely part of this cover-up if everything doesn't come out. I think it paralyzes their presidency completely.
And what did Vance say?
He agrees with me. He agrees with me. You know, like, it really is.
Yeah, even Mike Johnson came out a week ago and said release it.
I mean, he agrees with me. The calls are coming from inside the house. We know that Benjamin Netanyahu shows up. We then immediately see an about face, which is completely crazy, by the president of the United States. And again, I'm not a paranoid Israel hater, but their activity over the last 6 months is completely insane. They're bombing churches. They're starving people. They're shooting people that are...
They bombed Syria today. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I've studied who the main threats to U.S. Communist China.
Yeah.
Big financial interest. I'm the guy that everybody said was defending Israel. No, I was just saying they're not the most important bloc. They're varied. But yeah, absolutely. Because we've knocked out the Democrats to a great extent, because they've cut off the USAID money and the deep state money, Israel with Netanyahu sees a power vacuum and is definitely trying a hostile takeover of the administration. So that's 100% going on.
Are you worried about these connections with Palantir, with using technology to Palantir technology to merge all of the different departments so that if you have information on you with the IRS, that's now merging with your arrest record, and if you've attended a protest and whatever the case may be. We see in the UK, people are getting sent to jail for tweets. We see all over the world, and we know, of course, the Chinese social credit score system. This feels a lot like a precursor to that. Steve Bannon has said that he thinks that these tech people are the biggest threat to the stability of the United States going forward, because they have their own agendas that they're cloaking in this MAGA movement. Do you share that view? And do you think that Trump has allowed these people to get a little too close and exercise a little too much power in the White House?
Yes, I think Palantir is a threat. And then I've been criticized by people that just want to try to make scores by being nuanced about it. Let's explain what's happening. Oracle, who's also in with Trump, which is a bigger threat than Larry Ellison, it's way bigger than Palantir, Microsoft, and Amazon. People think of Amazon as packages. No, Amazon runs more servers for the CIA, the NSA, than anybody. Then Microsoft is second. This is like a fact. People can look this up. They've already integrated all the databases. They already have all that. Peter Thiel and Alex Karp, who said, Alex Karp, I help the EU censor conservatives. You know, my main threat is Christian conservatives. So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue. Or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. No, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light. perception. That's what happened to
you. The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
enhanced a little bit. Enhancing my eyes when a light and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
Now, that's what it did for James O'Keefe. What will it do for you? The good news is medical doctors have told me the very small percentage of people that don't have any effect, it means your mitochondria is so incredibly healthy, you don't need it. But that's, for my research, less than 1% of people. Find out what it'll do for you. What can you lose? You're funding the InfoWar at thealexjonesstore.com with a wide selection of Patriot apparel, incredible supplements, tactical daggers, and more. Get it and experience the adventure for yourself. And then please shoot your own videos, do your own reports. Tell us the response that you've gotten, because it's literally less than 1% of people that feel nothing. Most people have incredible responses. It all varies on your physiology and your genetics. Get yours now, right now, almost forgot, until next Tuesday, the 29th, we have the Mega Bombshell Blowout Sale. Get a bottle of Methylene Blue, capsules or liquid discounted, and get the second bottle free, along with other great supplements like Irish, Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more, right now, in a limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list, your text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from InfoWars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not an apologist for Palantir, but to my listeners, I've got to give them a real answer. So you notice the New York Times, the Washington Post last year were all about Palantir, and it doesn't mean Palantir isn't an issue. It's that, why does everybody know about that? Because the corporate media started it. So Palantir has come to Trump and is a big backer of Vance. I'm not saying he's bad either.
Right.
And they have said to Trump, we know how to come in and tell you what's really going on. Let us have the Ring of Mordor and we will fix all your problems. And my point is, they are a small little tech who wants to come in and has the technology to do what's already been done.
Right.
So the idea that this isn't already integrated, that it is, it is, it is Amazon, Google, and these other groups, Amazon,
Alphabet, you know, those companies, whatever it is, Meta.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, Alphabet's above Google, exactly.
Right.
So it's Amazon, it's all, yeah. So they're the ones that are currently doing it. It's not like it's coming. So I just told people in their lexicon, it's like you have flashcards for a kid. Here's a tiger. Here's a bear. Here's a bunny rabbit. And now they go, here's Palantir. Ooh, that's the big tech takeover. No, that's a group that thought with their angles with Trump, they could come in and be put in charge of the thing that's already there. So I'm telling people, no, it's not that it's coming. It's already there. Palantir is just as dangerous as Google or as its parent company, Alphabet, or as Microsoft, or as Amazon. It's Microsoft, Google, Amazon. And I'm saying, they're, if you look at the statistics, they're 90% of it. The grid's already there. Palantir is a usurper, an upstart, a pretender to the throne, trying to come in to give Trump control because the U.S. government's been directing the Googles and the Microsofts and the Amazons to already create a fuse system that we already have. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. The reason that Palantir is always a red flag for me is that when Peter Thiel's asked things like, should the human race exist? And he kind of stutters and stammers and doesn't really seem to have a... That one seems easy. And he doesn't really have an answer for that. He's also suggested things like maybe people went to Epstein's Island because they wanted Epstein's like advice on their divorce and stuff.
And he also says, you know, we need to do what I'm doing to stop the Antichrist.
Right. So it just feels to me that, yes, they are part of a very large group of companies I don't trust. But it is worth noting that this company is, you know, they want to start helping to surveil Americans more than they already are. I mean, that's sort of, or help, you know, concentrate the information or help merge.
Let's be clear. You hit a key point. Google 6-7 years ago wouldn't even give the Pentagon access to AI. They give China that. So that's the key you just hit. Palantir is offering to Trump. Look at Denver, already has U.S.-funded license plate scanners.
Right.
But a month ago, when they were going to use them to arrest illegals, they turned it off.
Yeah. Okay.
So Palantir is offering to use the grid that's already in place for Trump's aims. So what I'm trying to say is it's not a defense of Palantir. It's that we're saying we're in the year 2025. Yeah. We're in the year 2050. I'm saying it's already there. The Palantir thing is a fight about Trump coming and saying, okay, I'll hire you to explain how this works and give me access. I'm saying it's already all there.
No, and I understand that. And I think that I don't trust Elon Musk. I don't trust anything. I don't trust Sam Altman. I don't trust Mark Zuckerberg. It's not because I believe they're inherently evil people, or although they say some things that are inherently evil. I believe their agendas are radically different than if you took an American off the street and said, what are the things you value? Very few of them are going to go, we want to terraform Mars and merge with AI and destroy the human race and all of this stuff. So I do think that the tech community, it's important to have a thriving tech community, but it's important to not turn our country into a digital police state or a Chinese-style surveillance state. And I think a lot of those people would probably want to create something like that in our society. You know, that does seem like they would prefer that.
Absolutely. I want your viewers and listeners to understand something. Let's just say Palantir is the most evil thing on earth ever seen. It is the devil. Why do we all know about Palantir?
And not the other ones.
We don't know.
Yes, you're right.
We don't know about Microsoft, Google, and Amazon that are 90%+ of the grid that's already there.
Right.
So we're all learning about surveillance and AI and social credit score and biometrics. And social credit, we're already doing it. They're right. Just bidding to get into the trough.
Understood.
As a junior. And so I oppose what Palantir's doing.
And everyone else.
I oppose everyone else.
Of course.
I'm just saying it's become a distraction into only them.
Understood. Disclosure. Your sources, people that you know. How damaging is this if this all comes out? Do we think that this is a watershed moment for the United States and, Israel? Does this come out that this is a, what many people feel it is, which is a Mossad CIA blackmail up? Or is this basically not, we're never going to definitively know that? Or we have a lot of conjecture. We have a lot, a gun to my head. That's what I believe it was. There's enough evidence in my book to say that's what it was. But is the disclosure, not only will it be embarrassing to people, but is it going to suggest that one of our allies has been, using these types of methods to gain leverage and control over our politicians? And is that one of the big reasons that they do not want it out?
Well, that's all true. I mean, look, Monica Lewinsky was a Mossad operative.
Really?
It's come out.
I didn't know that. They
were tapping the White House. So, and they don't want to hit us on some big corruption deal because a bunch of Israeli operatives are involved in all the corruption with our people as well.
Right.
They want to hit you on some limited little sexual thing. And absolutely. Epstein was mainly a Mossad operative. Ghislaine Maxwell, her dad, all Mossad on record. The media just keeps this debate going. Is it Mossad? Is it Mossad? Well, he wasn't officially Mossad. Any real operative at the highest level is an operative. People think it was an operative is lower level. No, a lot of times they're the boss. But he himself was just a manager. Ghislaine was the case manager. This has all basically come out. And this is the leverage that Israel is using over Trump right now to do all this. And my information is it's not Trump himself. He's just all this other stuff to try to embarrass him, beauty pageants, you know, flying twice on his plane from New York to Palm Beach. And again, Trump was all release it till he got that meeting with Netanyahu that you nailed. But what's more important is this has captured the public's understanding and imagination. And so it's all about integrity. It's all about getting rid of the deep state and Trump joining with it and defending it. I had on my show today, Mark Mitchell, who is the hands down, you know, they have the best record nailing elections, not just here, but around the world from Rasmussen polling. And, you know, he said, I'm not a Republican or Democrat, but I care about the voters and freedom in the future. And he said, the exact number, like 14 points lost with independents.
It's a collapse. It's a collapse.
5-6 points lost to the most hardcore base. This is a disaster. As Steve Bannon, without seeing polls a week and a half ago, said we'll lose 40 seats.
Overshadowing another interesting and important story. That's that Comey, you know, Brennan, Clapper, all these guys essentially participated in what was kind of an attempted coup with, you know, manufacturing this evidence that Trump was installed by Russia.
Yeah, Crossfire Hurricane. And that's the key. That was my whole show today was Crossfire Hurricane is proven. Crossfire Hurricane is confirmed that not just Obama giving orders to Clapper, Brennan, Comey, before 2016, they knew Trump was running. They put him under surveillance. The documents are out. They created the Steele dossier. They didn't just let the intelligence out and then not report it was fake. They created it. As Tulsi Gabbard said last night on Fox, we already have the documents. That's true.
Do you think Obama is a CIA operative from birth? His mother worked for USAID. His mother was born in Hawaii. I mean, because Obama weirdly comes up all the time as this guy. And I always think these politicians are middlemen. And I imagine that Barack Obama would be like a similar politician, like a Clinton type, where like they know what's going on, but they're not driving it. Yeah.
Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton come out of the CIA and the Dixie Mafia and the Chicago Mafia. There's whole films made by Joel Gilbert, which I've researched. It's well known. Obama's grandfather was the head of the CIA in Hawaii. His mother was a CIA sex operative. His real father was not in Kenya, but was the head of the Communist Party, USA, head of their major newspapers, Frank Marshall Davis.
Where do you think he was born, if you had to take a guess?
He was born in Hawaii.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, it was Obama. In four different videos when he was a senator, saying, I was born in Kenya. I'm back in my home country as a fake cover story. And then that guy, you know, that sub-Saharan Africa that looked nothing like him. You look at Frank Marshall Davis, it's him. And he wrote in Dreams of My Fathers, I spent summers with Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii. He was friends with my grandfather. He felt like my real father. And it's Frank Marshall Davis. Then his mother God, what's that woman with the dark hair? The famous bombshell, 50s.
Rita Hayworth?
No, it's the one that did soft porn. It'll pop my head in a minute.
Okay.
The point is they did that style, and in the famous porn that Frank Marshall Davis released, in the same house that's in photos of Obama with the same couch, with the same pictures, with his mom and Frank Marshall Davis visiting Frank Marshall Davis, it's her with women on the very same, Betty Page. It's the very same couch. And it's in famous private porn collections that his mother was, you know, in all of this. Well, she was a famous CIA sex operative.
So you're saying that Obama is from an intelligence family.
Well, you said CIA baby.
That's what I feel as well. I mean,
And then Frank Marshall Davis, the main publisher of communist newspapers world, you know, all over the U.S., is a famous pornographer.
Right.
Obama says in Dreams of My Father's, he was like my father. I stayed with him in the summers. He was friends with my grandfather, right. And his dad's the famous CIA banker.
Well, I know people in Chicago that have said that Obama essentially had led kind of a secret double life his entire life, and they were shocked when he was polling so well in the election. Obviously, he was a brilliant politician, but that the media didn't go near any of his secret life the way they didn't go. You know, there's a lot of people that obviously the media is told to stand down, but I know people in Chicago, these large financial institutions that knew him, that were shocked that more details about his private life weren't emerging.
Well, yeah, and you know, he says every young boy, you know, needs a gay man to help lead him now, and I'm not against gay people or anything, but it's well known how he's being controlled. And so you very astutely said a baby of the CIA. He is literally a Manchurian candidate.
People with secrets are seemingly the people that always lead us. It seems to be if you're in the closet, if you have a problem with your drugs or money or something like that, leverage is always being used on different people so to control them.
Because you're compromised.
1,000%. So Trump, in my estimation, has to just let everything out, no matter how embarrassing it is.
Yeah, I mean, he does. And I mean, look, the Democrats are trying to put me in prison. They're openly horrible people. Trump represents a lot of good constituents. I don't want Trump to fail. You know, I got accused by a lot of influencers and people in the last few weeks because I'm on every channel. And it does nothing for me to be on CNN, ABC News. I mean, I care less. They have tiny audiences. I don't like to have to come tell the truth on air and have them spin it and use it against Trump and MAGA, because MAGA is great overall and is definitely a force for good. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Homan. And I mean, they're doing amazing things. And so I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't do this because I can attack Trump, which I never do, and then, you know, get publicity out of it. I did it because I have to keep my integrity. And I don't know if Trump can course correct from this. I had the head of Rasmussen polling on today. You know, some of it's bounced back. But, you look at bombing Iran, you look at Israel, you look at Kennedy got it where they were to take fluoride out of the water. The DOJ blocked the lawsuit that banned it to keep fluoride in the water. Kennedy blocked basically glyphosate. The Trump administration's keeping it. It's almost like the Trump admin brought in Kennedy so he can menace the chemical companies and Big Pharma, and then Big Pharma will just come make bigger donations. And I don't know.
I'm gonna say something very interesting. I think obviously poisoned food in America needs to be dealt with, but Kennedy was talking a lot about these vaccines that were mandated and had a lot of adverse effects. Pam Bondi is now not following up the Pfizer thing. You know, maybe know more about than I do, but I saw briefly.
Her and the White House chief of staff run now, only 10 years ago didn't exist, the biggest consulting firm, and their main client's Pfizer.
So Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles, who's the White House chief of staff, run a consulting firm, and their biggest client is Pfizer. Well, that's not great.
And even today, the lawyers came out, all the people involved, even in Congress, and said that Kennedy's not even being consulted now. So people get pissed at Kennedy. He's like, yeah, we're banning that mRNA shot. And then the White House somehow overrides it. And I'm not, it's
Pam Bondi. I think Kennedy, people that I know, I think Kennedy feels like he's frustrated. I also think, yes, get the poison food out. But also Kennedy was coming in there saying, listen, we had these mandatory vaccines. A lot of them had adverse health effects, and now that's not being talked about. Everything's about food dye. Now, by the way, get the food dye out, sure, but let's not indemnify companies like Pfizer and all these people going forward. I mean, big pharma is it's the biggest.
Well, that's I mean, the big HHS, Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of mRNA that violently exposed it all. He came out today and said, "No, I've seen the documents. The FDA and all of it authorized these new mRNAs. They literally didn't even consult Kennedy." And so I'm not giving Kennedy a pass. I mean, this is going on. So it's a big, giant operation. Susie Wiles gave him the organizational skills that Trump needed to win. So it's the devil you need, the devil you don't need. But who was she the chief of staff for in his last election? Where does she live part of the year? She works for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Susie?
Hmm?
She works for Netanyahu.
She was his chief of staff and his campaign manager.
Interesting. I did not know that. That keeps coming up.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not anti-Israel.
We don't even have to keep saying that. We're not anti-Israel.
I have responsibility.
You do.
Like a jack-in-the-box at Netanyahu. Jack-in-the-box at Netanyahu. Remember Netanyahu back during the COVID thing said, I want Israel to be the headquarters of human testing. We don't know what this is going to do. We offer the Israeli people to be guinea pigs to be tested on. Well, that violates the Nuremberg Code. So I'm not anti-Israel. Crazy. I'm saying,
of course,
you pull it up. Netanyahu says Israel's a guinea pig. And I think Netanyahu's a villain. I have
great friends in Israel and in America that are Jewish people that are religious. Some aren't. And they a lot of them think what's going on in Gaza is atrocious. And that Netanyahu's a criminal and should stand trial. But it is interesting to see that, you know, this administration is starting to spin out of control. It feels like that.
Yeah, that's a good way to see it. The first 5 months or so, it was like almost perfectly on track for what, and then it just started going sideways. And now it's moving very quickly the wrong direction. And I have no interest in them failing. My God, the Democrats are literally trying to put me in prison and suing me and all this other. I mean, it's like my lifeboat I'm in is Trump. And then he's poking holes in the bottom of the boat. And then I don't want to be enemies with Susie Wiles. I don't want to be enemies. And I can tell you a lot more. I mean, I've had the White House call up and be like, last week, what do you want?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you think I'm doing all this just to get something? I've never asked for anything. I want you to do what you were elected to do.
Yeah.
So it went from you're bad, we're going to have our influencers attack you 2 weeks ago to what do you want?
Yeah. Well, they want it to go away. They want this to go away. And you, I've been listening to you since I'm 12 years old on the GCN network. I remember listening to you before 9/11, by the way. And then GCN network, we're talking like fucking 1999.
We're talking 8-bit internet.
I mean, unbelievable. And I believe that was the network you were on, was GCN.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So that's how long I've been listening to you. And that's why I bring you in when stuff like this happens, because I often get confused because we all basically say to ourselves, what the hell's going on? It's almost like the gaslighting is so crazy because it's like they start going like, who said Epstein was a blackmail operation? They're like, who said any of this? And you go, why would you suggest he's connected to the Mossad or anything? And you go, wait a minute, hold on. This has all been kind of decided. There's mountains of evidence. So to attack supporters or, you know, people that are just raising questions, of course you're going to have to go out and say, hey, guys, we know what you're doing. For whatever reason you want this to go away, it's not going to go away until you disclose the information you have.
And that's the problem. The CIA was involved. MI6 was involved. Mossad was the main group from all our evidence. And now that they've implicated people in Trump's circle, he's doubled down. He's totally pig at it. It's a strength and a weakness. And so the polls show it from Rasmussen, and all the other polls show it. This is a death spiral, and it's so sad. And then you got the Democrats that are openly with 350,000 kids smuggled across, a bunch of them in sex slavery, slave labor. You have Tom Homan, they already saved 35,000 kids, prosecuted over 1,000 human traffickers. All this good's happening, and I don't want to see this happen. But the way this works, and I'm surmising this, I don't know if this is true, but if Trump makes a deal with the deep state to leave him alone, on the Epstein thing as implicates intelligence agencies. They go, okay, you got to have Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and all you go out and say there's nothing there. And this is what Kyle Serafin, really smart FBI whistleblower, said months ago on my show. They're being given bad advice to go out and do stuff that discredits them by the very same people acting like they're on their side. So it looks like they made a deal to deep six this for whatever reason. And then the very same media and Democrats then turn on them and now hanging around their neck. And notice when the Democrats say they want Epstein declassified, they only want stuff with Trump in it. Now, right. I say release it all. Release it all.
Release it all is the only way. And maybe depose Alex Acosta and let's find out who told him that.
And that's the, again, U.S. attorney that prosecuted him 15 years ago that said he was told go easy, he's intelligence.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's find out. And you know, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, I'm not naive. You're not naive. We know that there's serious players behind the scenes that are exerting pressure on all kinds of people. And I know that you can't wave a magic wand and make the deep state go away. And you can't, you know, throw them all in jail overnight. But if there's no accountability for this type of criminal activity that everybody knows about, the lack of credibility is going to eat away at not only this administration, but at the government and the justice system in this country.
No, you're right. You're absolutely, you've hit the key here. And by the way, I can go as long as you want.
We're going to wrap up in a few minutes. Yeah,
my bladder's about to bust. Can I just run, pee, and I'll come right back?
Go run, pee, and come back.
I'll just pee on air right now.
Go. You can run and pee, and I'll vamp while you're there. I'm good at it. I talk my whole show. I'm like you.
In Moscow.
I learned how to do this with you. I just talk. I don't even have guests.
No. But what I was going to say is, just like the made-up stuff Trump being peed on, that was all fake. So yes. The other side, I have such no belief in the established media because they've lied so much. Back in 1 minute.
Go
as long as you want. I got more stuff to add.
Go pee.
I just can't think.
I understand. Alex Jones is taking a pee break, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thank you. Thank you. Welcome back, Alex Jones. I was just an advertiser who dropped me because...
No, you were talking about Athletic Greens.
Yes.
I took Athletic Greens and my got 3 feet longer.
No, they dropped me. They dropped me because I said Athletic Greens on the show with you years ago. No, so they're terrible.
I got an earpiece in when I ran
about it. Okay, all right.
But back to the incredible thing you just said.
Yes.
Yes, this is a benchmark deciding issue because they killed Epstein, all the cover-ups, people learned about it, and then now Trump made it a big issue, and I'm stating the obvious here. So him saying, don't look at it, don't talk about it, he's not that stupid to do something like that.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room 2 weeks when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.